think the time has come for us to preach again the gospel of the ability of God to build manhood and womanhood. The ability of God Almighty to send forth men and women who tell the truth and pay their honest debt, respect other men's women folks, and play the game of life like true men and women ought to play the game of life. Now, I'm not talking about this man-making business that some of our modernistic brethren are playing up so big these days. This thing of pulling man out, you know, having begun with the monkey or something else back yonder, maybe a fish, a cabbage head or something, and pulling him out and starting him up, you know, and pulling him along and making him to a great colossus. I'm not talking about that at all. Men are builded by the grace of the same God who first started them out. Men are builded by being transformed by his power through his grace. Men are builded when they are born into this family of God and catch step with the Almighty and march across the pathway of life. That's what I'm talking about tonight. So don't get the wrong idea. God's man. Christ's man. I know the prophet possibly was talking here about Christ himself as a man. Some of them tell us that. The context doesn't absolutely clear it up. But one thing I do know, that to put it just as I'm putting it, a man possessed of the Spirit of Christ, in whom Christ dwells, to whom Christ has come with power, plenty of power, bring him into a new life and stand him up on his feet and start him in the right direction and propel him forward with a mighty power behind him and keep him cleansed and pure and true through all the vicissitudes of his life. That kind of a man shall be a shelter in the time of any storm. That kind of a man, that the winds blow as they may, will stand on his feet. That kind of a man will be refreshing like rivers of water flowing through a dry place.